Okay. Hype tachon de shtikel azay. Where's the microphone on this thing? Microphone. There we go. Okay.
What page?
Kuf lamed zayin. It's the second piece in Parashat Shemayis. Right there. Vayakem elachadosh al Mitzrayim. So, Chazal, Rashi quotes the Chazal. Rav Shmuel, chadom chodosh mamish. One says that he was literally a new king. If it was the same king, but he took a new attitude. He gave new decrees. That's the last time you will ever learn this Rashi, thinking the same way about this Rashi. We know that there's a klal in Torah, which is elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, that both are right, that both are words of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're not going to be able to understand how two opposing opinions can be correct until Mashiach comes. Doch, even though that's the case, how can we understand it on our level here in this case? If they're arguing about a fact, they're arguing about a historic fact. How can this concept be true in this case of Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, if they're arguing about what the facts were? Achtenoida. It's brought from Nari HaKodesh, it's brought in all Svarim HaKdoshim, Soid Golus Mitzrayim, Hu Ki Hadas Hayu B'Golus, that the concept of Golus Mitzrayim was a Golus Hadas. What is Golus Hadas about? Tichsiv, Das HaDekeyavicho V'Yavdeu. The Torah says you should know the God of your father, Ve'avdehu, and as a result, you will serve him. So what is the mitzvah of Das Adikei Avicha? Says the Maranayim, and again, as I said earlier before Taranto was on, the Maranayim, beginning in Parsha Shemais, Mamish goes through the major Yisoidis of the Torah of Baal Shem. My brother-in-law, Zechanu Zvachah, Lazy Geldseder, used to instruct people that if you want to be able to get the Yisaitis, you begin in Parashat Shemais. Shetzorech Leida, says the Maranayim, Shetzorech Leida, ki yesh boire baruch hu, a person needs to know that there is a creator. Vehem lo yodu mea boire baruch hu, and they did not have the das of the boire. Ulechein alayam, hayekitreg. Therefore, when it came to the splitting of the sea, there was a prosecutor who said, why are you favoring these over these? Pointing to both the Egyptians and the Jews, saying that they're both idolaters. So why are you favoring one by drowning one and saving the other? It is forbidden to say that Klal Yisrael were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The proof of that is that if they were to be Ovdei Avodah Zarah, there's no way that the Ribbono Shel Olam would have performed those kinds of miracles on their behalf. The Ribbono Shel Olam will not perform miracles for naught. Rather, this goes along the Maima Chazal that says, Kaladar Beretz Yisrael Doime Kemishiyash Le'alekai. It comes to the Maranayim and says we need to redefine the term Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah does not mean idolatry. Avodah Zarah follows this Maimon Chazal that says Kol Adar Beretz Yisrael, anybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael is Doime Kemishi Yesh Le'Alekai, is compared to somebody who has a God. V'Chol Adar B'Chutz La'aretz, and anybody who lives in Chutz La'aretz Doime Kemishi Yesh Le'Alekai. What does that mean? What is the difference here between he who lives in Eretz Yisrael and he who lives outside of Eretz Yisrael is as if he's godless? What is that supposed to mean? The Baal Shem Tov often said, the pasuk that says in Krishma, and you will stray and you will serve other gods. At the Baal Shem Tov galant, Tekev kishesata mi'es Hashem. Immediately when a person veers away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, miyad, immediately, va'avadetem alehim acherim, he is immediately on the turf He is immediately serving other gods. What does that mean? Explains the Maranaim, the words of the Baal Shem HaKodesh. Kizehu Iker Hadas. Because the term of Das is Leida, is to know, Shekol Kaychaysav V'chiyusai Hu HaBayri Baruch Hu. That the person's entire energy and strength and life force is the Rebbeinu Shleim. That's the definition of Das. Shehu Takif HaBala Yecholis HaBala Kaychas Kulam, that which is the definition of Elikim, that the Rebbeinu Shleim is Almighty, that he is the one who controls everything. Vehu Yizbarach Minanea Kala Kaychas Shleim, and as a result, only the Rebbeinu Shleim gives me the ability to move. Is V'tekef, back up to the top of the page, Kishesar Midaza, if a person veers his mind from this knowledge, is Nasa Evit Elihim Achedim, meaning, who is giving him the energy? Immediately, it is as if he is giving credit for his life source, Koiches Achedim, Zulus HaBayra Baruch Hu. He's giving credit or validity to sources other than the Rebbeinu Shleim for his life force. She'ein lo da zeh she'kol ha'koiches shaleihu ha'bayir baruch hu, because he's not focusing on the fact that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shleim. Zok d'mar ha'naim, that's how we are to understand the Mayim HaChazal. V'zeh kol ha'dor be'eretz Yisrael is doy mekemi she'yesh le'elikai. What does it have to do with dor be'eretz Yisrael? Zok d'mar ha'naim, rotzol leimer, that is to say, she'ha'artzias shaleih, the artzias, the earthiness, his work within the physical world, who gam ken Yisrael, he's dar, he dwells be'eretz Yisrael in the artzias and negashmias of a yid. Kiroi li'isha Yisraeli, as that which is proper for a yid, li'is le'adas hanal, to have this knowledge, is az daimik k'mishi yesh le'elikai. Then, as the Baal Shem HaKadosh said, he's not an oved alehim acherim, it's a person who has the Rebbeinu Shleim. Somebody whose artzias is in the outside. He's outside of the boundaries of Gdusha. He's not focusing. He's not integrated the knowledge that the Rebbeinu Shleim is the one who is the operator. Then he's as if he doesn't have a God. That they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Rather, there in Egypt, Shahayah Das Begolus, that this level of Das was in Golus. Alkein Hayekitrig, therefore, there was this Kitrig of Eilu Veilu, Avdei Avodah Zarah, but not that Chas V'Shalom, Avalei Chas V'Shalom, Sh'Avdei Avodah Zarah Mamish, only that they had not integrated the concept that every movement, that every moment that they were alive, came from the Rebbeinu Shleim. So he explained here three major Yesodis. The first Yisrael that he explained was, what does it mean that there was a Kitrig alayam, Elu ve'elu Oivdei Avodah Zarah? Chas v'shalom, it doesn't mean idolaters, literally. Rather, it means this concept taught by the Baal Shem HaKadosh, which is the second concept of V'saratem v'avadatem Elohim Acherim, that the moment that a person is not focused on the fact that his life source comes from the Rebbeinu Shleim, that is considered already Elohim Acherim. And then he explained the Chazal, which is Kaladoy Baritz Yisrael Demi Kamishi Yashle Elikai. He who lives in the artsiest of a Jew has integrated the message of Das. Somebody who lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, outside of the artsiest of a Yid, is Demi Kamishi and the Elikai. Next paragraph. Vihine Oz. Shahoya Hadas Begolus. At the time, in the stage when Das, in general, is in Golus, is lehaya bria klal, then there is no bria, meaning ki ikir habria, because the main purpose of creation, hayu bishvil diyishtamaydun lay, is the language of the Zohar, is for the human being to recognize the Rebbeinu Shalom's mastery, shiyakiru haysa yizbarach. The purpose of the bria is to bring hakara, is to bring recognition of the Rebbeinu Shalom. When Das is in Golus, is Lehaya Bria Klal? Is Kein Welt Nishdo? There's no world, because it defeats the purpose of the world. That's the meaning of the stage, where the world is in a situation of tayu v'vayu. K'mesh amr chazal, shit alfa shnein hava alma. Like the Gemara says, the world is 6,000 years. Shnei alafim tayu, 2 years, 2,000 are tayu, and shnei alafim tayu, and 2,000 are tayu. Explains the Maranaim, ki ha-shnei alafim kaidim shenit na tayu haya ilam tayu, the 2,000 years before tayu was there to direct a person to das, that was a world of tayu. That's the Rosh Tevis of Tayu. Because at that stage there was no recognition. However, Ki Ad Avram Hayo Elam Tayu, because there was the recognition of a Beira Elam, of a creator of the world was Tayu. Vavayu. Umei Avram ve'elech, but from the existence of Avram and his chilo shnei from Torah, that's where the 2,000 years of Torah come shiksev. Ekash Hashem Avram b'koyli v'yishmer mishmarati, because Avram Avinu listened to my voice and kept my mishmer. Zviyamar Chazal, tell us Chazal, we just had it in Daf Yoyimi, kaim Avram Avinu, alav Hashalom kol ha-Torah ad shalei nitna, that Avram Avinu kept the whole Torah. That's kaim. So therefore you see the Torah started already at the stage of Avram Avinu, even though Kabbalah Satorah wasn't until many hundreds of years later. Ach, says the Maranayim, Sha'avais, Hainan Hemerkava. The Avais were a chariot to the Rabbeinu Shalalim, language of a Medrash. Balatanya focuses a great deal on this, on the definition of this Merkava. The Kaimum, as Satorah, Kamesha Haisa Achle Nitna. Because they were a mekava, because they had total bittul to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had the ability to perform Torah even before it was given, even without the seichel of Torah. Shalei nizgalis adayin el hadas. Even though at that point, Torah was not yet revealed to the point of exposure of das, nonetheless, the bittul that they had, the merkava aspect of their being, led them to fulfill Torah anyway. Is therefore v'hisigua k'mayishihi b'sharsha, they were able to grasp Torah as it is in its source, k'em hayu b'das elyon, because their bittul brought them to a point as it is in das elyon, in the das of kaviyachol. Avo zeh das, but the exposure of das, shubchin is vav, which is the concept of vav, which is hamshacha, elenu. The Vav is shaped like a pipe, and all over it's brought that the Vav is a letter of Hamshacha, also because it's in Lashon Kodesh, it's the letter of connection between one word and the next. So it is the concept of Hamshacha, is Lehoya Azadayin, that exposure, that explicit level of Das, didn't exist, Ad Sheyotza Mimitzrayim, is V'yotza Hadas Mehagalos V'az Kiblo HaTorah. When das, when integration on this level of a yid understanding that the Rebbeinu Shleilim is balakoyches kulam, then they brought a matziv into the world where the das in its explicit level was able to come down in the form of an exposed Torah. Says the Maranayim of Yesod, which is brought in the Rishonim, but here he explains it on a whole different level. Ulechein yitzias mitzayim moiral chidash ha'olam. So, you know, the Ramban explains that it's Moiran Chiddush HaOlam because it showed that up until that point there were people who were able to deny that there was a Rebbeinu Shleilim who was still involved in the world. Comes Yetzias Mitzrayim and explicitly shows the world that the Rebbeinu Shleilim is a involved creator. Says the Maranayim, a whole different explanation in what Yetzias Mitzrayim has to do with Chiddush HaOlam. Kihu chidish ha'olam mamish. He says, no, it's not that it points to the fact that there's still an involved Ribbono Shel Olam. Rather, that's true. But it's much deeper than that. Kikashahaya das bigalus, because before das came out of galus, lo hayo b'riya klal. There is no world. There is no creation. Excuse me. Rak b'chinas toyev avayu. Ki ikra b'riya, because the main point of b'riya hayo begin the yishtamaydan is only for this purpose of recognition. Then when Das comes out of Mitzrayim, now the world is purposeful. Now the world has met its goal of having a tachlis of Bria. Because now that there's man who recognizes the concept of das, the concept that his chiyas comes from the Rabbeinu Shlalem, yet is the avelt. Now the tachlis of the velt has come into existence. Is v'zeo v'yokam melech chadash al Mitzrayim. Now we understand what the concept of a melech chadash is. Not referring to the melech chadash of Paroi. Rather, we're referring to a whole different melech chadash al Mitzrayim. The melech chadash refers to the fact that there's a new king above, that due to the fact that there now comes into existence a concept of das, so there's a new king. Sheneschadish malchusa yizbarach, that the Rebbeinu Shlalem's malchus was renewed, machmashiyotah das me'agolus, because das was coming out of Golus. V'ahoye b'chines chidash ha'ilam. So there's a new world. If there's a new world, there's a new king. V'zeh chadish mamish. It's mamish, a new world. It's a new existence. Well, hold on a second. So now, based upon this, by the way, if we assume that there's a new world when there's Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, when there's the recognition of a creator, so we understand the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, where the Rambam says that the definition of Tshuva is that a person needs to say, I'm no longer the same person that I was. Because if a Bria, if there could be Chiddush HaBria, where there's Kabbalah Sa'il, certainly there can be a new person with Kabbalah Sa'il. So in microcosm, an Adam is an Adam Katan, and therefore there's a whole new Bria. The person has a right to say, I'm just not the same person. There's a whole new Bria here. Begin the Yishtamaydanle. This person came to know the Rebbeinu Shlalem now. So he's a new person. It's no longer the same person who was there before. Before it was a person of Tayu, and now it's a person who has a Melech Chadash. What's the second opinion? What do you do with this opinion that says that there were new gzeiros? Is ene paligolov? That opinion is not arguing on the first. Raksha mefarish gamkin. He's explaining it from a different angle. So mazbroze. Kini akotn en leidas. A child does not have das for all things. Ad shiyeh ben yud gimel shon v'yemechad. We know that halachically. So a boy needs to be 13 years old in one day to have a din of a gadol. V'kodem zazman, before he's 13 years old, ein mekre mekach, his purchase is not a purchase. V'ein memkore memkre, and his sale is not a sale. V'im kiddush isha, and if he marries a woman, ein kiddushin kiddushin. Is avshi yeshkot and shulchochem v'charev v'lamdin gadol v'ili gadol. Even though we find children who are geniuses, they're sharp, they have great depth in learning, they can be even an iloi mikol mokem. Despite that, yesh le din kotan ad yud gimel shonav yamechot. As bright as they may be, they remain a child until they're 13 years old. Favos. Oh, machmas. Anybody there, by the way? Yeah, Toronto's there. Rafal, you're there, and Sharon. Everybody's there. Okay, good. Vehu machmas. It's because, as bright as he might be, he's lacking in that which is called the nekuda yoina. Ve'enay etzlay ad oisazman. This nekuda yoina, this pintala, this spark, is not there until that moment. Is vihine bahadas b'teraseinu hachaviva. In the understanding of das, as it is presented in our dear Torah, Yesh Ramach Mitzvah Saseh, Ishasa Mitzvah Slay Saseh. There are 248 positive mitzvahs and 365 negative mitzvahs. Veha Esen Nikrim Chasodim Shu Chesed Abaye Baruch Hu Shanasan Lona Mitzvahisim. And we know that the mitzvahs Asay are referred to as Chesed because it is an unbelievable kindness that the Rebbeinu Shlalem did in that he gave us his mitzvahs. What's the kindness? As he proves it, ki schar mitzvah b'hayal malaka. We know that there's a concept that there can't be schar mitzvah. Why? Mipnei shaschar godl kolkach nishval the Rebbeinu Shlalem vilnisht. It's not because the Rebbeinu Shlalem is withholding the schar from us, but rather because the schar for a single mitzvah is so unbelievable that the world can't possibly contain the reward for a mitzvah. Rav Dessler in Michter Melio has a maroch on this, where he says that Schar Mitzvah Bahal Maleka, he says there, he quotes the other Chazal that says that Yofesh Shor Achas B'Torah Mitzvahs Ba'ilam Hazeh Mikol Chayilam Haba, and then he quotes the other Chazal that says that Yofesh Shor Achas Shal Kodesh Ruach Ba'ilam Haba Mikol Chayilam Hazeh. That one moment of pleasure in Olam Haba is greater than all the pleasures of this world. So Rav Dessler says it as follows. He says, it doesn't mean that one moment of pleasure in Olam Haba is greater than an hour's worth of pleasure here. He says, no, he says, here's how you have to look at it. He says, combine all the pleasure that all of humanity is having together, but not just at one time. But combine all the pleasure that all of humanity is having from the day of creation until today. And put that all together. And one moment of Hanah, of in Olam Haba, is greater than all of that pleasure combined. And all of that is the schar for one mitzvah. There's the Fashtaitzach that can't be reward Bahai Alma. Where would you put it? There is no pleasure possibly in this world that can possibly compare to the reward of one mitzvah. So he says, that's the hezber in Schar Mitzvah Bahal Malacha, that there can't possibly be that. Therefore, the mitzvahs are called chesed. B'pnei shahaschar godl kol kach, she'ena oilam yochel esavle. The world can't possibly tolerate that chesed. He brings here in the footnotes that this is brought later on in the name of the Baal Shem HaKodesh, that this hezber in Schar Mitzvah Bahal Malacha isn't Chas V'Shalom because the Rebbeinu Shleilam is withholding it, but because the world can't possibly tolerate it. Another proof that Rav Dessler learned Sifrei Chassidus, which is obvious in many different places and has been proven again and again. By the way, I don't know if there are any Desslerian Chassidim there, but in his biography, even his Misnagdusha children comment about the fact that the Sefer Pri Ha'aretz from the Mendel of Vitebske never left his table. So he was heavily, heavily steeped in Torah Chassidus. So here you see this, the source for that. He has a whole Maroch on it. And here, this one verse from the Baal Shem HaKodesh is the source for that whole Maroch. So he says, Vait. So that's why Mitzvah Saseh are called Chassadim. The thou shalt not, on the other hand, are called gvuris. Why are they called gvuris? Because we never find a punishment for a mitzvah saseh, except for b'idin rischa, that's a gemara. Although we need to understand how it is that you have mila, pesach, what else is there? Mitzvah Asay, there is a Chi of Koris. But the bottom line is that all of the Einshim in the Torah are for Loisases. And therefore, for that reason, they're called Gevuris. Is Vala Loisase Yashkama Einshim Rechmon Adetzlan. Says the Maranayim Vehu Hadas. This understanding is the concept of Das. Shekolo Machsodim Gevuris. The concept of Das is a synthesis of chesed and gvura. That's what das is. Is vihine hakotan eni yochel lahasig goydel ha'inshim shal Hashem Yisbarach. Although a kotan is able to access many of the mitzvahs haseh, but a kotan lacks the maturity to be able to comprehend the concept of an einish. Is vizeh eni yiris ha'inish. This is not necessarily only Yira so Einish, Rak begin the Yira Vishalat. There's another form of Yira, Lira Ma Einshim Agdoilim. There are worse forms of Yira, more so than just the fear of punishment alone. So, what he's doing here is he's saying that when a person lacks Das, they can't have a concept of the Gzeiris, meaning of the Gvuris, and for that reason, a Katan, his actions don't have consequence, because he's lacking in that maturity. Is similarly, in Mitzrayim, where they were compared to Ketanim, because they didn't have the Das of a Gadol, is therefore shenischadshu gzeiroisav b'tzeis hadas me'agolus. Therefore, and it was only at this point that the Rebbeinu Shlom was able to introduce the entire concept of gzeiros, meaning of gevuris, of einish, and of any other form of yira, because up until that point they didn't have the maturity to be able to deal with it. Because without das, which is that nekuda, which is the distinction between a katan and a gadol, they had no such concept, and therefore it couldn't be introduced. It was only after the moment when the Rebbeinu Shlom introduces das into the world that he can introduce the concept of einish and gevura. Therefore, the second opinion, the Chad Omer, the Rav and Shmuel, that say, one of them says, Melech Chodosh means that it was mamash chiddush ha'olam with the introduction of das into the world, comes the second opinion and says, and therefore, as a result of that, you should understand shenischadshu gzeiroisav, that there was also a concept brought into existence of chiddush ha'gzeira. As mashe enkin kashayim v'katnus, he couldn't have that v'haven and understand this. So the Maranaim introduces here, again, two concepts from the Baal Shem HaKodesh. The first one was this concept of v'sa'atem v'abadatem elei machayim, that there really is no parav area here. Either a person understands where their koich has come from, or they're living in denial, which is the dar be'eretz Yisrael, or the dar chutz laretz. And he introduced the concept that the Baal Shem HaKodesh taught about the world not being able to be soivel the amount of schar in the world, that there isn't possibly another way to do it. The Ikar Chiddush, the focus of the piece, is to understand the concept of das. The das was in Golos, and then in Yetzias Mitzrayim, das came out of Golos, which was this recognition for a person to recognize that his entire life is, as we say in America, owned and operated by the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And for Shteitzach, that as a result of that, there's a full understanding of what one's responsibilities vis-a-vis the Rebbeinu Shleilam are. Please, hold on, let me put you on speaker so the guys can hear. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah.